This battery has blood in it. Well, kinda. What if the secret to next-generation batteries is written in your blood, and the blueprint for powering AR contact lenses is swimming in the Amazon? Humans have been building batteries for a couple hundred years, but nature has been perfecting energy systems for billions of years. Take electric eels. They've turned muscle cells into biological tasers that can deliver 860 volts. That's more powerful than a Porsche Taycan. Scientists are now reverse engineering these living batteries into squishy, see-through power sources that could someday be implanted into your body. But here's the kicker. The wildest breakthrough is happening right now in your bloodstream. A Japanese company has cracked the code on using hemoglobin. Yes, that stuff that makes your blood red, to create a catalyst that could replace expensive platinum in next-generation batteries. And when the team combined this blood-inspired tech with an electrolyte exploit, they shattered voltage records. So can biology solve our battery problems? Will transparent eel-powered devices actually make it into our bodies? And could blood-inspired catalysts finally give us cheap, powerful batteries for everything from cars to the power grid? I'm Matt Farrell. Welcome to Undecided. This video is brought to you by Surfshark. So first, let's talk about the power upgrade coursing through your veins. Researchers have figured out how to re-engineer the very protein that makes blood red, turning it into a catalyst that could replace platinum in industrial batteries and hydrogen tech. Now, this blood-inspired tech isn't just clever, it's essential. The clean energy rollout has been hitting serious speed bumps made of lithium, nickel, and cobalt. There just isn't enough of these minerals to electrify everything as quickly as we need to. That's why grid-scale batteries made with superabundant materials like iron, aluminum, and zinc are so exciting. It's also why hydrogen fuel cells are still in play. But these alternative technologies have an expensive catch. They still use a tiny dusting of platinum. Without it, there's no charge. Platinum isn't just for catalytic converters. It's the secret sauce in catalysts across green tech, from zinc air batteries to hydrogen production. Think of catalysts as molecular matchmakers. They help reactions spark faster without getting used up. Without enough platinum, today's tech stalls, and tomorrow's may never launch. That's the bad news, because platinum is 30 times rarer than gold. According to the International Energy Forum, there simply isn't enough to hit climate targets. It feels like clean energy whack-a-mole. Solve the lithium problem, and platinum scarcity pops up next. But scientists may have found a new hammer, one inspired by blood. Hemoglobin, which is the protein in red blood cells that ferries oxygen throughout the body, contains nature's original catalyst blueprint. Each hemoglobin unit is like a tiny oxygen taxi, with four passenger seats, each holding an iron atom precisely positioned to grab and release oxygen molecules. It's this iron-based system that Azole Energy is mimicking to replace platinum. That's because hemoglobin's ability to bind oxygen just tightly enough to hold it, then let it go, mimics how platinum handles oxygen in batteries and fuel cells. In these systems, platinum drives the oxygen reduction reaction, or ORR, by pulling in oxygen and helping to accept electrons. This weakens the O2 bond, allowing hydroxide and water to form. It's a key step in generating power. To make this blood-inspired catalyst tough enough for industrial use, Azole Energy beefed up the basic design with an extra chemical armor. The result is an iron layer with this name, mercifully shortened to Azole. It's a fitting nickname because it really is blue in solution. This color-coordinated catalyst is platinum-free, synthesized using common, inexpensive processes. Now, the payoff is lower costs, wider availability, plus reduced emissions and environmental impact. And if access to a superabundant catalyst removes one of the biggest bottlenecks in green tech production, the ripple effect could be absolutely huge. More fuel cells, more metal air batteries, more stable energy supply, and a much bigger dent in emissions. It would truly be a catalyst for change. Metal air batteries are promising contenders for grid-scale storage with theoretical energy densities up to 3 times higher than lithium-ion batteries. Their party trick? Well, their cathode, which is often the heaviest part of a battery, is made of air. And here's where Azole pulled off something incredible. But you know what else works invisibly like air to power your digital safety? Today's sponsor, Surfshark VPN. I was recently on a trip to a geothermal conference, and between the conference Wi-Fi hotspots and hotel Wi-Fi, I leaned heavily on Surfshark VPN to keep my connection secure and private. I've been using Surfshark for what feels like forever, and I get so much use out of it. Surfshark is a fast, easy-to-use VPN full of incredible features that you can install on an unlimited number of devices with one account. But that's not all. Even shopping services will sometimes gate prices based on your location, so you can change your location to make sure you're getting the best deal. They also have add-ons to their VPN service to unlock things like Surfshark Alert which will let you know if your email or personal details like passwords have been leaked in online data breaches. Right now, they're running a special deal. Go to surfshark.com/undecided or use code undecided at checkout to get 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to try it out for yourself. I've been using Surfshark for years, and I love it. Don't miss out on this great deal. The link's in the description below, and thanks to Surfshark and to all of you for supporting the channel. So what exactly did Azul pull off? Something incredible. A zinc air battery hitting 2.25 volts. It's a massive 60% jump over the typical 1.4 volt ceiling. How'd they do it? Well, battery voltage comes from electrochemical potential difference between anode and cathode. That potential doesn't just depend on materials like zinc and air, or lithium and manganese, it also shifts with pH. Traditional alkaline-only zinc-air batteries, like the button cells and hearing aids, they top out about 1.9 volts between the anode and the cathode. Under fully acidic conditions, you can squeeze out about 2 volts, but you never see acidic zinc batteries, because zinc dissolves rapidly in acid, belching hydrogen gas like it's got a nasty case of heartburn. So zinc air batteries typically use alkaline throughout, limiting the voltage. Azul's blood catalyst, though? Its superpower is surviving in acid, something platinum can't do. Platinum breaks down in acid, losing its catalytic edge, but the blood catalyst opens the door to a split menu battery, acidic on one end, alkaline on the other, connected by a special membrane like a divider at the buffet table, keeping ghost pepper chicken from contaminating the potato salad. When you keep alkaline conditions near the anode and let the cathode go to full acid, the electrochemical potential between them stretches out to nearly 2.7 volts, blowing past the voltage barrier in zinc air batteries. That's exactly the tandem acid-alkaline setup that Azul Energy engineered, and the results were spectacular. Not only did they hit a record 2.25 volts, but they achieved a 318 milliwatts per square centimeter power density. It's the first zinc air battery reaching both voltage and power milestones in real-world setup, not just theory. That performance is enough to give lithium a shock, bringing zinc air technology closer to someday powering EVs. But that day isn't tomorrow. There are still kinks to work out, like stopping chlorine gas from bubbling up where cathode meets acid, plus finding catalysts for the reverse reaction, the OER, that's needed for recharging. Azul Energy has teamed up with Canadian company Abound to optimize its catalyst for zinc air batteries. I actually covered Abound a while back when the team was still calling themselves Zinc 8. This isn't just about zinc air batteries, though. A stable, scalable ORR catalyst could ripple across clean energy tech, including metal air systems, fuel cells, and water splitting for green hydrogen. Now, these blood-inspired batteries are impressive, but they still need electrodes and metal components. What if you could build a battery with no solid electrodes at all? What about one that's completely transparent and flexible enough to wrap around your wrist? That's exactly what one shocking species figured out millions of years ago. In 1799, when European scientists were still debating what electricity was, naturalist Alexander von Humboldt witnessed electric eels launching from muddy riverbanks with jolts powerful enough to down a horse. Alessandro Volta took inspiration from these fish to build the Voltaic Pile, the world's first man-made battery made from stacked metal discs and salt-soaked cardboard. Now, over 200 years later, we're coming full circle. Scientists are borrowing from biology to build better batteries. That same electric eel is inspiring soft, flexible power sources designed for the human body. These freshwater fish cruise murkier river basins, stunning prey with their electric organ. A big electric eel can zap with up to 860 volts at 1 amp peak current, or about 860 watts. That's the power draw of a toaster, though only for a millisecond or two. It's just long enough to immobilize prey, or teach yourself never to fish toast out with a fork. Now, electric eels pull this off by turning 80% of their body into a living battery made from modified muscle cells. Like stacking regular batteries for more power, lining up these electric cells lets eels pack a serious punch. No lithium, no metal, just rows of tissue built to generate electricity. But how do you go from muscle cells built to twitch to cells built to charge? Tiny pumps in the membranes of these muscle cells move sodium ions out, like water being pumped into the reservoir of a dam. Then when the eel wants to zap something, it opens up the floodgates and sodium rushes back in all at once, generating about 150 millivolts of electricity per cell. Stack thousands end to end, and those tiny pulses become hundreds of volts, turning the eel's head into a living taser. All without electrodes, heavy metals, or corrosive liquids. That's why researchers at the University of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the University of Freiburg in Switzerland are looking to electric eels to design body-friendly batteries. The team built a metal-free battery from colorful hydrogel droplets, essentially electric jello. They printed thousands in patterns mimicking eels' setup, red and blue blobs with high and low sodium levels, separated by green and yellow membrane-like blobs. And yes, I don't know if they called them blobs, but I'm calling them blobs right now. Stacking nearly 2,500 droplets created a squishy, flexible battery producing 110 volts. Without those colorful dyes, it would have been completely see-through. But like the eel's brief jolt, the battery only produced 27 milliwatts per square meter before dying. The researchers recharged it by applying current, recovering about 90% capacity across 10 cycles. The real trick will be recharging inside the human body. But if electric eels can do it, maybe someday we can too. The hope? Well, these biocompatible batteries could power next-gen implants and wearables, not just better pacemakers, but health monitors, medication dispensers, bionic prosthetics, biohybrid robots, even transparent batteries for AR contact lenses. The future's looking bright, and possibly labeled in AR. And while this is promising, even the 2017 pioneers admitted that they needed a 10 to 100 times performance boost for mainstream use. By 2023, Oxford researchers made a massive leap. Using next-gen microfluidic and 3D printers, they printed blobs 100,000 times smaller, extended storage to 24-plus hours, and increased power density 680 times to 1,300 watts per cubic meter. Their droplet chains even triggered nerve cells in petri dishes, showing real integration potential with living tissue. Then in 2024, researchers from Xi'an Jiaotong University said, "Hold my beer." They built a powerful 208-volt, super-stretchy hydrogel battery using the same eel-inspired approach, wrapping it around a wrist to power a watch, proving how incredibly flexible yet strong these squishy batteries can be. "We're finally building battery-friendly batteries using patents that nature's been sitting on for millions of years, making catalysts on the bleeding edge of science based on molecules that evolved before dinosaurs. Researchers are reading biology's playbook to solve high-tech's problems, and it's working." But what do you think? Does this new catalyst have real potential? And when batteries go bio, are your eyes going to be the charging port? Hope not. Jump in the comments and let me know. And over on Patreon, I've got an extended version of this video with even more juicy tidbits. If you'd like to join, the link's in the description. And be sure to listen to my follow-up podcast, Still to Be Determined, where we'll keep this conversation going. Keep your mind open, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next one.